Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's what I call God's truth book. The Bible doesn't contain truth. The Bible is truth. John 17:17, thy word is truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. We find the scriptures very clear when Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak about truth, we're talking about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I've said so many times, and I'll repeat at the risk of redundancy, anything that happens in the world and everything that happens nationwide, statewide, locally, or globally, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Perhaps you say, why is that so important? Because the Word of God, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, God is omnipresent, and as a result of that, He is all-powerful. We see from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, all that God has done, is doing, and shall do. And that reminds me of a statement from a theologian of yesteryear. It is very, very clear. The Bible says, and this is a quote, the Bible says that ruling officials have been appointed by God, but God certainly works through human actions to appoint different leaders at different times. The whole history of Israel shows how God worked again and again through many significant events to remove one king from office and to establish another king in office. That same writer says this, the book of Judges records many stories showing how foreign rulers oppressed the people of Israel, but then God delivered them through judges whom He appointed. The Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Ladies and gentlemen, as we speak each and every day on Let's Face the Issues, it is the challenge to try to get our listeners, you our listeners, to become involved in the process. God holds us responsible for who goes into office, and I'm passionate about that. Perhaps you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll tuck this little footnote in. I've not missed an election, local, state, national. I've not missed an election since registering the vote less than 100 years ago. I believe the power of the ballot box. I believe that we as citizens need to recognize the power that God's given us, the authority, the opportunity, the liberties, and the freedom that God's provided for us. And we have the opportunity to determine who will lead America, who will lead our states, who will lead our local communities. We have the power, the authority, to cast the ballot to do that. The sad footnote of that is so many Christians and conservatives refuse to vote, fail to vote, use excuses. You know, I've heard one say, well, in fact, it was a pastor that I'm just going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. God's responsible for the outcome. Whatever He does is all right with me. That's a cop-out. That's a absolute deceitful mindset that says that I'm not going to do anything. God created us. We the people, God created us, human beings, as volitional beings. We make the choices. We make the decisions. And I go back to the truth book. However, it was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. Yet we find about 55% of the millennials, according to a survey of about a year and a half ago, that may have changed today, but 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement, there's no such thing as absolute truth. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can't bifurcate truth. I've used the term many times, a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to recognize that truth is truth, and it stands up under the scrutiny of the Word of God. We need to look at everything that's happening through the prism of the Scripture and understand it. We need to, as Christians and conservatives, take that stand. I'm looking at Proverbs 28:4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the challenge today. That's the moral, ethical, fundamental foundations that we're operating on as Americans today, and yet we're finding that being dissipated, we're finding that being denigrated, we're finding that mindset of our foundational values being absolutely dissed in every fashion possible through some of the media today, the Communist Network News, and also through a whole host of the socialist, Marxist, Communist Democrat candidates that's running for office. Some of that is what we'll talk about today when we talk about the issue. Our midterm elections will determine the future of Christianity. I don't know if you've considered it that way or not. I've used the term that the destiny of America is in the Christians' hands. I've said we're at the point of a crossroads in America. I've said we're at the position where there's going to be a determination in November as to what kind of society we'll live in America. But I'm simply couching it today for the issue to discuss today. We're talking about our midterm elections will determine the future of Christianity. Most do not see it and understand that we have a Christian nation. I don't care what the naysayers say. I don't care what the non-believers say. It doesn't make any difference to me whether you want to argue and somehow, some way, determine in your own mind that we're not a Christian nation. Yes, we have fallen far from where we were a century ago. Yes, today, our textbooks do not indicate we're a Christian nation. Yes, today, multitudes of our candidates running for office run from anything that's called morals, ethics, and values, afraid they might lose a vote. Most of the pastors today in pulpits across America refuse to discuss the moral, ethical values and position and what we're losing as a Christian nation simply because they're fearful. Let me pause for a moment. Fearful of hurting someone's feelings. Galatians 4:16, the Apostle Paul challenged the church at Galatia. Hey, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? I believe it's time that we as Christian conservatives and patriots come to the point that we simply say, I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't care whether you love me or not. I don't care whether you agree with me or not. I'm going to stand on truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, did years ago. Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. We need to love it, live it, lift it up, stand for it, regardless of what others may say or do. It is vital today. I don't believe, and if it sounds like there's an urgency in my voice, it's because there is an urgency. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe there's been a more urgent moment in history, in the history of America, than the very moment that we're now living in. I believe this is a point of demarcation. I believe this is a time of decision. I believe we're at the point and determination today as to what kind of nation we want our children and our grandchildren to live in if Jesus tarries. And may I just add a little footnote to that? I'm looking forward to the rapture any moment. There's not a sign in the Scripture that must be fulfilled before the Lord Jesus Christ snatches the body of Christ, the believers, out of this old world. One writer called it the sudden disappearance. It is the time, ladies and gentlemen, where Jesus Christ calls us out of this old world. By the way, it's going to be a fun time for those that are left behind. And I say that, I said just the other day in a conversation with some people, think right after the rapture, millions and millions of Christians are snatched out of this old world, and they have titles to property. They have ownership of things. Who gets them? Where do they go? They revert back to the state. How is the title? And that comes to mind because of so many years I spent in real estate sales and development and understand the fee simple title mindset. And there are a lot of people today that doesn't give any thought and conclusion as to where this whole world will be. The absolute chaos, the anxiety, the fear that will set in when millions are missing. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. I've had some say, well, how do you find that? It's a wonderful question. It's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the blazed flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. That's at 11, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, right after a brief monologue, we'll open our telephone lines. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Ladies and gentlemen, we went through, I believe, a state of deep mourning during the Sleepy Joe auto pen Biden days. More was done for the repression of and the destruction of and the undermining of biblical Christianity, I believe, than under the leadership of all presidents combined prior to Joe Biden. That's how wicked I believe his administration was. Multitudes today need to come to grips with and understand what I believe God has done in his divine intervention the second time by placing Donald J. Trump in the Oval Office. Now listen, I'm not saying that President Trump walks on water. I'm not saying that he wears a halo. I'm not saying that he's a perfect man. I don't even know if he is saved or not. There's some that have said yes, some that have said no. Multitudes have challenged him in relationship to that. When we elect a president, we do not elect Jesus Christ. We're electing a leader that will lead us according to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and will stand on moral, ethical, biblical grounds, whether he is a saved person or not. But ladies and gentlemen, as we ponder what kind of America we want after this midterm election, I remind you that we, the voters, we will make the decision. We will determine. We will decide whether we want a continuation of our constitutional republic and our Bill of Rights, or we want to bring in the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic, third world dictatorship. Whereas in past history, some, and by the way, you can study this for yourself, during the course of all nations in communism, socialism, Marxism, all combined, you can go back and study it. And I'm told, according to the historians, about 250 million people were slaughtered in order for the dictators to run the nations that were called communist, socialist, Marxist, governmental groups. Listen, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, for Christians, conservatives, and patriots, every moral, ethical, biblical value that we have today, they're in jeopardy in this election cycle. I don't know how I can hammer on it any more passionately than to say that every moral, ethical, biblical, fundamental, foundational value that we enjoy today, that we embrace today as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, are on the chopping block for the November election. You say, well, I don't see that. I don't understand that. That's a powerful statement, but it's a factual statement. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. I've got an article that says 192 Democrats vote against supporting our Constitution and a secure election. Let me read that headline again in case you missed it. 192 Democrats vote against supporting our Constitution and secure elections. Also, the same 192 refuse to condemn socialism. Let me read one paragraph. 192 House Democrats voted against resolution and condemned socialism and expressed support for the and to support the Constitution and secure elections. The resolution, sponsored by Representative Jess Crank, a Republican from Colorado, sought to affirm the House condemns and denounces socialism in all of its forms, including the Democratic Socialist of America, and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States, reaffirming its support for free, fair, and secure elections, reiterates the notion that America's elections are for American citizens only, recommitting itself to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and calls for the enactment of the SAVE Act of America to ensure election security, increase public confidence in America's voting system, and close all loopholes in order to prevent non-citizens from voting in our election. Only eight House Democrats voted with the Republicans for this resolution on the floor on Tuesday. Does that answer the question as to the condition of America and where we are as a nation? It should. Listen, you can call them Democrats if you want to, and I've listened to so many of them say, we love America, we love the Constitution, and our president, President Trump, is destroying our democracy. Yep, he is. I'm going to pause for a moment and let that soak in. America's not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. A democracy is where mob rules. And the Hakeem Jeffers and others, Chuck Schumer and others, are saying that President Trump is destroying our democracy. That's a correct statement. He's destroying the mob rule. We need to get back to the constitutional republic that America is and stands for with our fundamental values. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? If the foundations in America destroyed, and we stand at the very doorway of that potentiality, November the 3rd, it will eviscerate anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. It will destroy the Constitutional Republic, including our Bill of Rights. It will destroy religious liberties, freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to protect our properties, our homes, and our cars from search and seizure without a warrant. And I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call will allow you to ask questions, join in the dialogue and discussion. Do you feel that we're in jeopardy this November the 3rd? Do you feel that every Christian, conservative, and patriot ought to vote? Are you fearful, concerned, I should say, or anxious over the potential outcome if Christians, conservatives, and patriots refuse to vote? Fail to vote. You've heard me say before, and I'll, at the risk of redundancy, repeat the facts. 2016, 40 million Christians didn't vote. 2020, about 32 million Christians did not vote. I don't know how many did not vote in 2024. But ladies and gentlemen, we can go by the state of Florida and what we did in the statewide primary, and in Duval County what we did in the Duval County primary, and it is abysmal, abysmal, the numbers that turned out. That's the reason we're in the condition we're in today. That's the reason we stand to lose the battle against Islam. That's the reason we stand to lose the battle against communism in America. Is because of a complacency on the part of those very categories of people that will be most harmed as a result of losing our stand in this election on November the 3rd. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at, in just a moment, a whole host of things that will take place in this election cycle if the socialist, Marxist, communist have their way. They've already said that we're willing to burn it down if we can rule over and rebuild the remains. That's the mindset. That's the reason they're not afraid of tearing it down. They feel that if they tear it down, they can rebuild it as a socialist, Marxist, communist, dictatorial form of government. We need to be concerned about that. Freedom of speech stands in the balance. Religious liberties stand at the portal of being destroyed. Our future as a constitutional republic stands at the crossroads. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood and all the socialists are saying we shouldn't have borders.
That's right.
Right? Because they want anarchy. They want chaos so they could lock the country down. They won't have any more elections too much because it's going to be under martial law. And they want chaos. Like you said, they want to burn this country down. They want to burn this country down. Our republic is in disgrace. I was talking to a young man on my job. And he said, I'm not into politics. I said, brother, if you reach my age, I'm less than 100. I said, you don't regret what you did, what you was doing. I encourage him. I said, you got to vote. I'm telling you. I said, if you don't vote, you can't say anything because you did not put your voice in.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. I've used the term, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. But one of the things, and I would be willing to tell you, the young man you're speaking of was probably between 18 and 35 years of age. That age group, this is the thing that's super frightening from my perspective. According to the those that are doing the analysis of the future, the 2028 presidential election, the overwhelming majority of voters in that election cycle will be under 40 years of age. Under 40. That's the age group today that's pushing for socialism, Marxism, communism, Islamic jihadism. They're the very ones that are in placing our nation in jeopardy at this election cycle. And by the 2028 presidential election cycle, only God can help us. Only God can intervene and reverse the trajectory of where it seems to be going even now. This is the reason it deserves the attention, the prayer of every Christian, every conservative listening. This is the reason every voter needs to vet the candidate. When I say vet the candidate, find out his background. How has he voted in the past? What's he done? Where does he stand? Even when it comes down to presidential appointments like Ketanji Jackson, that is now a Supreme Court justice, they cannot tell you what a woman is. It is amazing of those that we put in office today that rule over Americans that have no earthly idea. In fact, I would be willing to say Ketanji Jackson probably cannot tell you what the Bill of Rights say, when we got them, how we got them. In fact, she is confused on the 14th Amendment, thinking that somehow, some way, that means anybody can come into America, have a baby, and that baby becomes an American citizen. That's one of the things that puts America in jeopardy. And so I am thankful that we have level-headed people, those that are still under 100, that know how to vet a candidate and is willing to take a stand for truth. And, Kenneth, that puts you in that category, and I'm thankful for it. So, brother, God bless you, and thank you for your call-in and for what you're saying today. Keep on impacting lives, challenging those that are saying, well, I'm not going to vote. Just simply say, shame on you. You're the reason that our nation's in the condition that it's in today. But keep on impacting lives. We need to impact lives for eternity. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm thinking for a moment, and I believe you need to understand exactly what is at jeopardy. What is being attempted by the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats? What's being attempted by the Islamic jihadists? And both those categories, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen some Republicans say, well, I'm not worried about it. They can't take over America. I've got news for you. We're the very point of being in jeopardy of that taking place based on what we're seeing today. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that across America, the Islamic jihadists have bragged about the fact that they've got over 1,100 Islamics running for office across our nation, local, state, and national elections, over 1,100. Their position has been since the early 2000s. Their position there, the Islamic jihadists, Council on American Islamic Relations, position has been seek an office, run for office. I'm quoting now one of the CARE members, leadership position persons. Seek office, even if it's dog catcher, that you can get into the system to make a decision on the direction of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand in jeopardy. We're talking about today, our midterm elections determines the future of Christianity. If we lose our constitutional republic, ladies and gentlemen, you can kiss the freedom of religion goodbye. If we lose our constitutional republic, you can kiss it goodbye having a Bible and being able to print and disperse Bibles. You can kiss it goodbye calling it the freedom of speech. You can kiss it goodbye if we talk about the right to keep and bear arms and self-defense. Every socialist, Marxist, communist nation ever on the face of the globe disarmed the populace, disbanded and destroyed the nuclear family, and dethroned God. And that's the position that they take even today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what are some of the things that they are proudly talking about providing? What are some of the things that the socialist, Marxist, communists are saying? They're going to pack the Supreme Court. What is that? Listen, that sounds like a very cursory statement, pack the Supreme Court. Exactly what does it mean? And they've already said, listen, the socialist, Marxist, Democrats in America say they want to have 22, 23 Supreme Court members, not nine. They want to have half of them appointed by the Republicans, half of them appointed by the Democrats, and then the balance of them appointed, or maybe it was, let's say it was five or five or eight or eight of the Republican and Democrat, each side, and then the balance of them being appointed by those that were appointed, so that the leadership role of the Oval Office would have nothing to do with the Supreme Court. That's what they want to do. Here's what Hakeem Jeffers says. Ride a rage wave into power. Hakeem Jeffers alludes to doing violence to the Supreme Court. Democrats in Washington want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, and to the victim and the victims, any victims they may choose. And that's why they have launched an agenda to destroy the nature of the U.S. Supreme Court by deliberately staging it with a far-left majority, even throwing out the sitting members. It's simply about power, explains Jonathan Turley, a law professor and the author of the best-selling Rage and Republic, the unfinished story of the American Revolution. He's been involved in some of the most significant legal cases in recent American history, and his advice at times guided actions of Congress. He goes on to say, Turley comments following the latest push by Representative Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic minority leader in the House, to claim that literally everything is on the table, everything is on the table regarding the court should be election, deliver his party the power that the Democrats are seeking. I could just quit my statement there. That's exactly what they want. He says everything's on the table. They're talking about doing away with the Electoral College vote. They're talking about doing away with the Supreme Court. They're talking about eliminating the House and the Senate. They're talking about having no borders. They're saying that we have no jails. They're saying that we ought not to have any ICE agents. They're saying that the border should be open and everybody can come in, do their own thing, and then the top group in the socialist, Marxist, communist leadership will set up a program, P-R-O-G-R-O-M, a program to rule over the people in America. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't frighten you, nothing will. This election determines whether or not Christianity survives in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We'll take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park, WAYL-FM, St. Augustine, WAT.